Hey
Okay,
guys, okay, welcome to an hour in Lagos. My name is Balumi, and with me is
tell me, I can't like this intro. Is you're lacking energy. It's like you should
for
be like,
real.
welcome to an hour in Lagos.
All
Like,
of you should
this
shut the
should be an
fuck up.
exciting episode.
All of you should shut the hell up. All of you
I
have
also all of you
irritated
like I
me.
was included though.
Simone, you're the one that even irritated me the most. I beg, don't shut
By
the
saying
hell up.
okay, calm down.
Crazy.
So it's me, Simone, and Pelumi, and we have. Well, I don't want to say she's special to
Special.
me
She's not special.
because
She's not
not
special.
now.
It's
Wow.
50-50 shot. Are you going to introduce yourself, young man?
Yes. And who's introduced yourself? Oh, okay.
So anyway, you guys. So on this episode is my daughter Jolade. She's accompanying us on this episode today.
I never knew you were incest, though, but
Look
okay.
up. Look up.
In
Huh?
Ida was moving on the last video.
Moving
I
what? I didn't even move. I'm stationary.
You're not funny.
You're not funny.
But
you're
why
not
you
funny.
Laugh? But Jolady, you laughed. What's all
shut
this?
up, shut
Yeah.
up. It
Okay,
was fake.
thank you.
Brian,
Wow.
Brian, please, can you tell wonderful fans what we're talking about today?
So today is kind of like a deep episode, but not too deep, sure.
Oh my
We're
God.
starting off with situationships or relationships.
Huh.
I'll just talk about it. I want everybody to pick first. Which
I'll
one
be
do you?
last. Yeah, okay. Well,
I
I'll be
want to be
last then.
second.
This is one of Brand. Which one of you wants
I'm
to be
dead.
first?
I'm dead.
I can't go
Simone.
first because I don't even know what
Oh, I'll
to.
go first. I'll go first. Man, which one do I even like myself? I don't even know. I'll go with.
In fact, should I go first? I'll go
Yeah, go
first.
first.
Okay.
So,
Don't say why.
personally,
We'll
yeah.
just pick one first. Don't say why.
Personally, situationships. Why in Lagos? Situations. I'm not,
I'm
mind
not
you.
in Lagos, so.
Situationships.
Okay, I think I'll still go relationships. No, like, I think I'll still go.
Is that Brian? Brian's a lover boy.
Facts. Who's next?
Me per.
Yes. Sivon. I know Sivon's myself.
I like peace of mind, so I wouldn't say situationships.
So you'd rather
But at the
relationships?
same time, it depends on the time. It depends on the time. Like if it's summer
Don't see
or
why yet.
December.
For
Just
real,
pick
don't
one.
see
Okay.
why.
I pick relationships.
Well, yeah, okay, who's going to go first and explain why? Which one do you
I'll go
pick?
first. I'll go
The
first.
same order, yeah.
So the reason why I say situationships here is it's like I think we're all in this stage of our life, so I don't really think we need relationships here. I don't know. Because like if we all are doing relationships here, at the end of the day, like some barriers will come in and most of us have to break up over long distance, time difference, somebody's doing work, you can't really match the person's time, what's the course schedule. So I like that. I think at this age, yeah, there's so many things that won't really allow you guys to do relationship. But in a situationship, yeah, you can kind of do other things like can yarn other people. Because situationship, like you guys aren't really like together, but you guys are kind of together. So yeah,
Wait, can
that's
we
the reason.
define situationship so we know,
It's
like,
like situationship is like an open relationship, basically.
But
Yeah,
isn't it like
I'll
me?
say
I thought it was like,
relationship is,
basically.
I say situationship is when you guys are not bound to each other, like you're
Yes,
not,
that's
like,
an open relationship, nigga. That's an
it's
open.
really, it's not even a relationship, never like a kind of, I'm not explaining, man. It's not like friends with benefits,
Okay,
literally, is that,
so basically, situationship is the thing.
yeah,
Basically.
basically. I feel like it's like, isn't it when like you guys have established like you liked them, but then
You
there's
guys
no
like each other, but
title,
there's no
and
title
yeah,
in there.
there's no
So,
title.
yeah, you guys are free to do whatever you want.
Okay, yeah, I
So,
changed my answer then.
similarity,
I changed my answer.
friendship. That's what I'm saying,
Right, so
friendship.
me, I'll go relationship. Just make okay. See, relationships are fun when they start, but then that lack of title and that
It's
lack,
become
like,
toxic. It's
it
become
no,
toxic
it
very
doesn't come. It
fast.
becomes very confusing. Whether it's the girl that makes it confusing or the guy, and then just starts giving you headache because you don't know where you stand. Because it's when you're messing with someone, you get attached. Like no matter if it's a long period of time, you get attached eventually.
Definitely,
And then
definitely.
if you're now talking to someone else, maybe at a motive or even online, once somebody is going to get jealous, somebody's going to feel some type of way.
True, they'll feel a kind of way.
Yeah, and then they'll start getting angry at you, but then they realize they also agree to no attachments, no like. So that's why. But
Wait,
I
okay,
like
wait, wait,
re
Brand.
let
Right
me
now,
finish.
let's do this. Right now, which one is most convenient
That's what I'm
for you
trying to
to
say.
do?
Let me finish now. I'll
Let
go
him land.
relationships because if I like the
Actually,
girl,
fuck
I
with
do.
Jolly.
Guy,
Fuck
why are you yanning out like that now? Chill down, yeah.
Brian, I
Calm
beg.
down.
Brian,
Chill down.
Brian, 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 Brian. Brian, continue.
Evan. because you see, if I like your girl, I don't want to share. I don't want another guy touching you. I don't want anything. I don't want to be imagined with another guy. You should be mine. Protective protecting though, but I just I don't want her to be too accessible. Yeah, like like I want to be like when I see I was with someone, I want to be like, nobody, no other guys need to be like, oh, meet I was with that babe, meet I was with that babe. Like I want it to be like, you know, many guys can see they've been with her. So like this, I can probably see, oh, this is my girlfriend, I'm with her. Like I just want that kind of thing, you get. But I guess like right now, we're meant to have fun, though. I'm not even like to. We can't put in a relationship, so I just have a long term relationship.
Would you do a long term relationship?
Would I can't do a long term relationship.
Okay. I'm gonna assume physical touch is not your love language.
My love languages are words of affirmation, quality time. I think
what do you need words of affirmation for?
So everything basically, because
not everything. Those are my top listed three. Like three. Those are my top three. That's what I mean.
Top physical three out touch, of five.
So like the physical touch is not that important to me. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's important to me.
Like I can go without it. So I can go without
me, it. I don't really. Yeah, I can go without physical touch. Like I'll like, live.
I would know how to keep you engaged without us seeing each other.
Mm-hmm. That's this brand, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. You can't even. You don't even know.
No. Like, bro, shut up. You literally were mixing me up with my friend. Like, don't even do that.
That was me, and then he copied me.
Chaladi, please, please go on, explain.
Okay, me personally, I just don't like relationships. Maybe it's just because I've not really been in a relationship. So, that's why. But I feel like if I'm in a relationship, I'll just cheat because...
After saying you don't need physical touch.
Chaladi, what the
fuck? I can't lie, Sissy, look, at least she's honest, because I love people that like...
That is, I didn't want to say it, but that is the reason why I cannot do relationships. Like, that is the reason.
Because there's like as much, I don't know, I just feel like I need to like, this sounds so like wrong, but then I need to like at least like have a somewhat taste of everyone first.
I feel. That's the time we're in.
Yeah. And like, okay, so what if I get in a relationship now and then one person is just looking so tantalized and like, what am I supposed to do?
We guys. Can I change fans? Okay, I like. I prefer situationships, but as far as I know, messing with someone else while we're in that situation,
then that's not happening. Then that's not really
see, for me, but like the thing is that the reason why I picked this situation is that relationships haven't worked out for me. Like, but no, we'll talk about later.
Situations relationships have worked out for me. I think if you communicate properly, there's nothing.
How many relationships have you been in?
Me,
Brass is a situationship. Situationships work. I love. They always
I think it's true. I think if you just say, "Oh, look, I'm messing like." I don't know if
just state your intentions from the start.
Yes, and then
is intentions. I don't like doing that because intentions change. And then imagine I start talking to a guy. Imagine I start talking to a guy. I'm like, let's say I'm like, okay, you just want to give, like that's it. And then eventually I catch feelings down the line. Like, and I've already said that, so we've already established that. Like, I can't even change it anymore. So that's why I just like keep it a mystery. Like, whatever happens, happens.
Mystery. Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Do I also say no? Because, like, me, my own experience is that I'll say that it's casual, but then later on, the girl will now say, oh, that they like me. And I find that so irritating. It just becomes confusing for me.
To whoever is talking to Brian right now, just block him. Like, how can I say
so wait, you say this? So, wait, you are you going to block me?
please. Didn't you just say that it was your daughter? Brian, I don't know you moved that wheel. You just said that this was your daughter.
When?
Brian, I didn't know you moved that way. Okay.
See, like Torini said,
Brian, please.
I'm not somebody's father, if you get.
Shut up, your man.
So, yeah, Sivan's next.
Sivan, please.
Man, I changed my mind. I picked none of them. Situations are so relationships. None of them. Just live within yourself. Trust me, you don't need all the time. You don't need women. You don't need men.
Yeah, for real. Like, fuck the opposite gender.
be independent, focus on your school, focus on your work.
Focus on
try and make it in life.
I am the prime role model. Do you know I've been celibate since like I just focus on school. I didn't even talk to girls anymore.
Same.
Brown, chuchu. Brown, so Brown, when's the last time you did peace?
Huh?
When's the last time you did peace?
See, you can't lie. The calendar varies. I've told different. I can't answer that question now. Fuck myself up.
I've been celibate longer than everybody on this call.
Cap.
If you've been celibate since you're nine, then yeah, you'll be longer than me.
Sivon, huh?
Wait, Sivon, that's even true, huh?
Because just free.
I'll hear some things.
Free.
Lord, I don't know what you're hearing.
What's that? What was that party? What's Afakol?
It's okay. What are you saying?
Sivon, it seems like the sun has gone away.
Please, Misha, I've actually probably been celebrating for the longest year. I can't lie.
When's the last time you did peace? When's the last time you did peace?
Never. I'm for real. People never
believe. Same, man.
Hey, shut up. Okay. I've literally never like done anything in my life. Like nothing deep, sure.
So basically, it's all the guys that claim that they don't stop with Jola. This is basically saying that
no one claims.
They're not claiming.
No, but like no one can actually claim
that they've done. You know, Jola doesn't do peace. You know what she does? She makes TikToks with guys. That's what she doesn't do peace. She makes TikToks with guys. That's what she does.
Please, I don't come in contact with men.
You don't? Really?
Like it's all like online pee.
Oh, I feel.
I literally don't associate myself with men.
Sivan, what do you mean, like, I don't even run peas online. I don't know what you're on about.
Who is running peas online?
I don't even know what Sivan is on about.
Oh, my God.
Like, imagine running Demon Tom at this age.
Wait, what? I have... No, imagine still calling it Demon Tom. That's the problem. Imagine still calling it Demon Tom.
Exactly.
Like, that's just weird. It's just weird. Wait, I have a jollity.
Yeah?
He's like, we always ask this question. What's your opinion on best friends?
Boy best friends? It's not that deep. So it depends if, like, you guys have a past. Like, me personally, I have, like, a really close guy friend, but then it's strictly platonic. But, like, let's say I'm talking to a guy and he has, like, a girl best friend, but you guys have, like, rompies before. You guys are now girl bestie and boy bestie. We're like, what's that?
I want to talk next.
I don't believe in that thing.
I don't know. I don't really see how you can't believe in it. But
that platonic shit that you said.
Another thing.
I don't believe in it because I've heard it before.
Well, also, what it didn't look good for my guy. That I don't like is when, like, let's say, like, a girl has a best friend, like their like proper best friend. Then I have an extra boy best friend. Why?
Extra. Wait. Do you say extra boy best friend? Yes. So you just stack them. Like there's list.
You're doing blocks.
As far as she has her normal best friend, which is a female, then she now has an extra boy best friend.
Yes, like if your best friend, like amongst all your friends, your number one is a guy, that's like different. But not that you have your best friend, then you now come and say another one that's a boy bestie. Why? What's the point? What's the need? Because you don't call your best friend your girl best friend. Like, what's the point?
I have a funny question for Jolady. Let's see what if a female friend said, like, let's see what one of your female friends said that she had a male best friend, like a new male best friend.
Yeah.
And it was one of us.
Yeah.
Why are you saying one of us?
Why are you saying one of us?
Don't say it was you. Don't say one of us. Say it was you.
Like, why are you saying one of us?
Let me finish, bro. Who's the guy here that you'd immediately like just know it's sus? You'd immediately just suspect something is going on there.
There's only one answer to this question. There's only one answer.
Like, see, the thing is, it's actually very, like, see, it actually depends on the girl who it is, but it's either going to be Pelumi or Brian. But like, no. I feel like my first like original, I feel like it will maybe go to Brian. I don't know. But then I'll now deep it and be like, it can be Pelumi, because Pelumi, you seem like type of person. Like, I don't know if this come out rude, but you feel like a person that girl just, oh my God, he's my boy bestie. Like, the besties on you.
It's funny because that's so true. We have so many of them.
What for?
Like, they were besties on you. But Brian seems like they'd actually, like, like be cool, like actual proper bestie. But you, they see, it seems like maybe, but they'll shout besties on you. That's so. Wow. It depends on the girl.
I want to do besties.
Eh? All of Pelumi's female friends. Yeah, he just
all of them are clean. Pelumi just as the bestie. Just
to the seven of you.
Okay, so I hope every one of Pelumi's besties that you're listening to this, Pelumi doesn't reach you as a person. That's what he's saying, basically.
I only have one girl best friend. She knows who she is.
Who is that?
Brand you know yourself. You know yourself.
Three people are knowing themselves. If a guy ever tells someone they know themselves, and that is so sad.
That's true.
Huh?
But the same thing with girls. What do you mean? A girl can prove that so that you can't even test that now. You just put something. You know how many guys will swipe up?
That's bro. I literally don't have guys on my snap. Like,
see, Brian, free, just for Jaladi, please. Leave that
conversation with Jaladi. What's your opinion on Lagos love or love in Lagos?
See, the thing is, as much as I'm like rooting for love, love doesn't exist anywhere. Like,
now you see me, I didn't believe in love as well, like you. But now,
I actually don't believe in love. The thing is, I just
so on genuine pity.
I feel like love is just not what it's like made out to be. Like, you can actually love someone, but like, I don't know,
but it still wouldn't work out. Like,
it's not like and we'll automatically now be like happy forever.
Why it feels like everybody grew up watching all those love romantic movies. So mm-hmm. You grew up with that idea of that's how like love is kind of perfect. Like, you know, it has to be perfect.
Yeah.
But then love is not like that. It's messy. There are different kinds. It's just. Brian, and then know a lot of people.
How many times
have you been in love? Like, you can't just say that. I was just deceiving myself.
If you're in love, you're in love. If you were in love, you're still in love.
Maybe once or twice, because there are certain people where I know I always care about them no matter what. Like, I don't know.
Love is so sweet.
To be fair, the only reason why I still believe in love is because of my parents. My parents are the only example that I have.
Shut up there.
What do you mean how many generations ago?
My parents
have been together for over 13 years.
Are you using your parents to oppress us?
What do you mean oppressed?
Are you saying our own parents are not in love?
Is that what
you're
saying? For real, like.
Tweet. When did I ever?
Me too. My parents have been together for 23 years.
See, that should be an example that don't exist now.
Well, not talking about my own parents, but like, people can be married and not really love each other like that.
I know what you mean.
But that's the story for another.
Oh, no. Please.
What the? <this?
laughs> She's the one I'm tired of, Brian.
Hey guys, do you ever just have this thing where, like you end things with someone and it doesn't pain you? You don't really think too much about it, but you hear one song or you just watch a show and you just start thinking about your memories of that person. You're like, gosh, I text this person.
Yep. This happened to me.
But I thought you don't associate with men.
See, Jolani, let me be honest with you. Yeah. The only reason why Brown made that question was because of Stephen, I'm telling you.
No, he made it because of himself. Who did
I made it because of myself, too.
It was because of himself.
It's a mutual thing, bro.
What are you saying, Pelumi? Relax. I didn't end it with anyone and then wasn't pained or whatever you're saying. But that's something. Yeah, that's something.
Also, the girl I was thinking about is never really like an ex. More of like family ties.
Oh, now you're nasty. you're
doing shit with your family friend? That's crazy.
Nah, you didn't get the joke.
I do not.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry. Let's just move on.
But you see, memories are a good thing. But at the same time, it's going to be your worst enemy.
Okay, fair enough.
It'll be your worst enemy. You go and message someone that you're not meant to be messaging.
That's already burnt. Bro, it's not funny. When you remember them, you remember the good times. You forget why you actually ended things with them.
Exactly.
But then what if you guys just like ended like for no reason? Then
that's more like there's no conclusion.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Bro, Let me not talk too much.
I know what you're talking about. Like, you know when you enter into someone, but like there was no conclusion, like, oh, we know we can't work, like, or I know maybe like something or something.
Oh, no, like not even like you guys even say you know you can't work. Like you guys will stop talking randomly.
You guys were never together.
Nah, you know there's that stubbornness. That, you know that who doesn't care competition. Wait till we are not talking, and you see this message first.
Then that means a fight happened. Then that means a fight happened before that. Yes, that's a fight.
Nothing happened.
Something happened. So you're telling me just stop talking randomly.
Yes.
Jesus is Lord.
No, I think Joladi is the problem.
definitely.
This is why I don't talk to guys, because I've actually realized that the problem, every time I've somewhat spoken to a guy, it just, like, I just randomly stop talking to them, and then months later, I'm like, what even happened? I just somewhat ghost them, but then I don't know why.
Nah, it's the guys you're talking to.
It's the guys.
I don't want to say anything. Actually, let me know.
But me, personally, I just actually just get bored. Like, that's just my thing. I just get bored of people.
What?
Nah, you just know someone you don't even get bored of yet.
Maybe that could be the case. Or I just get bored of every person. Like, it might just be that. Mm. Oh, you know, I feel like it's when you, like, let's say when you start talking to someone and you talk to them too much from the beginning, like, you guys are very sad, you talked way too much, then it's bound to end quickly because you have no chance to even, like, miss them.
Or when you guys, like, you guys do even set a foundation as being friends, like, you guys just dive straight into it. Like that, those ones end quickly.
And then sometimes it's like when it's someone, like, what if you have interest in someone, like, oh, like you actually want to, like, meet to them, like, you now go, okay, let me wait to be friends with them. Like, sometimes
you have to be friends.
But the thing is about this Lagos is that sometimes you can't wait, you have to be very fast because, like, different guys,
the time she does not want you.
Obviously, you have to be friends with someone, then, it, like, if you want to be proper relationship. He has to start that friendship. That friendship is not one month thing, though. Proper friendship.
One month is a lot.
They said that for you to be proper friends, it has to be 8 months.
Eight months.
Okay.
That's the registration period. 8 months. 8 months.
That person is tripping.
I could have started a new relationship with that 8 months. I
don't get people who literally, like, they will, like, they just broke up with someone. And let's say they broke up with someone like July, and in like September, then the relationship already, like,
I feel so.
Do you know how I feel about people like that? They're actually guys too, where when something ends, they're literally onto the next person.
I think it's like they crave attention.
They crave validation.
They were already talking to another person. See, all these reasons are why I don't associate with men. Like,
I mean, I do about this as a man.
Bots.
Brian, that's very gay of you.
I identify as gay people. Can you let me finish? I identify as a Brian. That's why I identify as.
Yeah, shut up.
The reason why all of this, I think girls are the reason why guys become players, shy, in my opinion.
Oh, wow.
Yes, this is a theory of ours. Girls make you over demons.
Girls make you over demons.
We don't just spawn. We don't, like, just spawn out of nowhere.
Like, because a guy, yeah. Because Brian, me and Brian were talking about this PA. When you give a girl, when you show a girl you care, that is when you are finished. That is when you are done for. Because when you show the babe you care, the girl will stop giving you attention, and then she'll start feeling she's on top of the world.
Now, wow.
You can never tell a girl. Huh?
You can never tell the girl how you feel, because the minute you tell the girl how you feel, then
you're just going to be vulnerable. Done.
Yes. Yeah,
But you know what? Loki, that's actually true. Like, Loki.
Yeah. You must have the girl on lock. Like,
yes, you have. This is why
I never tell guys I like them or anything.
Because making sure them that you care too early, they start taking you for granted. And when they start taking you for granted,
that's why, like, don't tell them so early. Like, why are you telling them within, like, first 2 weeks of you guys talking, like, oh my god, I really like you know.
Wait, can I say something? I'm also guilty of taking certain girls that told me, like, they liked me early on as for granted. Like, it's like you just sometimes
it's not
you do
unconsciously. I think it's just thing. Like, if someone tells you that they like you, you're going, it's going to make you change like the way you see some things. It because once you know that,
yes,
you already have them,
even if you already know,
yeah,
just them what telling you, told you themselves
mm-hmm.
change
so everything. I think
it's not think, a girl thing, it's just a people thing. Okay.
Now, also, yeah. the thing about people, not those guys, ever since those guys, but people in general, when you work hard for something, you are more happy when you get it than if, like, you just got it very fast. Mm. Because sometimes you want
that's
to know,
life.
Like, so sometimes,
life,
like, it's like sometimes the guys, we like, you, we need to have that little bit of cheese, but not that you, it just becomes impossible. I'll just stop running. Like, let's be honest.
Like all of those babes that be like, oh, I have this people on lock. And that's the reason why there are so many guys could have so many babes on lock and they still down one girl that the guy's chasing, because all of those ones are just easy, like, oh, 2 weeks, just tell the babe's already said, oh, I like you, but is that one babe? Is that
girls,
one babe?
Notes. Don't tell
me it's insulting. No. If it's me, like, tell me, because I'm telling you, I will never ever, I'd rather die than say it first.
Well, that's me too.
You would
like,
know, you would
ever,
know from the way I'm acting, but I will not tell you.
If me and you are ever talking, like, both of us will just be doing, like, we will never tell each other.
Yeah.
And we'll just never go get anywhere.
I did all of this in the past, and it never got me anywhere. No,
Devon, change your ways.
If you tell them first, as a man, because that's what she literally said, Pelmi, isn't that what she said? If you tell them,
Simon,
you tell them
we're
first,
doing this shit. Simon, I did this shit. Simon, you're doing
you're ruining your chances.
Bro, you see,
nah, Pelmi, you see, it came out of nowhere, and then you could relate, so I said,
So basically, I'm not even going to say it. I'm just
going to say that. Don't say that.
So, I was very deep. My mistake. In fact, she was obsessed with me first, too. She wanted everybody could see. This will be calling me every day. I know problem. I now hear this, babe. I liked you. Biggest mistake I made. If I see a call from this babe in 3 weeks, I should be happy.
But you know what? Like, I get that, because there was a time the guy told me he liked me, and I didn't send him for 3 days. But then it wasn't even like, I don't even know what it was. It's just like, it's just sometimes just a. I don't know. Like, maybe she didn't like you. Like,
she did. But
how do you know?
She told me when everything was settled down and calmed down.
Let me tell you from a girl's point of view, because this happens to me. Like, I kind of like this guy, but I didn't tell him. And he told me that he liked me, and I ghosted him for 3 days.
Why? I want to know why, please.
Like, I don't know. It's just like, it's very like shocking, or maybe like.
Jolady's had yet turning nigga into Ghostbusters.
Brian, just remain
quiet. Brian. I think it's okay for today.
I'm like, funny. It was funny. One of you asked to laugh. Yeah, it was funny.
To be fair, you're kind of like Kevin Hart, but just in height. But you're not funny. Brian and I mean Jolady and Pelmi, carry on.
Jolady, wait.
Yeah.
Brian, in my almost 18 years, in my almost 18 years of living on this earth, I would never in my life have that.
Tivon, some of your babes are still checkpoints. Yeah.
Jesus.
Let's not do this to ourselves.
That's crazy.
Bro, I don't want to see. Like, I don't want to.
Let's not embarrass ourselves. You don't want to.
What I'm saying is, Brian, if you have a babe, don't let me know. Okay. Or else it's going bad for you.
Okay.
As far as you stole the babe, or was?
I didn't say anything. But that's what I'm saying.
Don't worry, I'll make sure she's over the age limit. So don't worry, you'll never be
okay.
But yeah, let's move.
Same one that was telling his sister to put his finger up his ass yesterday night. Tell me, Angela, please carry on. Because this will turn to something you don't want it to turn to. Your 12-year-old sister. Mind us. You're telling us to roll the nipples. Just come. Tell me, go on, please.
Devon, have you not tried to move my 12-year-old sister?
I don't know how she looks. I don't know. I just know her age.
Let's just stop this. Let's just move on. Let's move on.
Right, let's mess yourself up, man. Trust me.
Let's just move on. Let's just.
Damn, so Jolady, you move to youngest.
Me? Sivon, no, please.
I'm not. Tell me.
Sivon.
Oh, damn, my heart is genuinely paining me. But you keep paining me. Tell me, when you went to, what was the name of your secondary school? Green Springs.
I didn't, this was year 11 and it was talking to year 7 babes.
Okay, Yami, you don't have any year 8 babes.
Yeah, this must be a podcast.
Let's not be coming to you.
You guys, Simone is lying. Simone, I sometimes don't deny it.
Brian knows this.
Okay, Brian, shut the fuck up. Simone moved the 14-year-old babe.
Hey, wait.
Now, we're going to continue talking. This is what happened here. It was me and my guy, and then Pelumi was there. And then there were two babes across. The one that Pelumi supposedly said she's 14. Him and the guy I was with, they were like, oh, the baby's leng. That I should follow my guy and talk to them. Pelumi, yes or yes? Did you say it?
I don't know.
Did you find the girl attractive, yes or yes?
I don't know.
Why are you not capping? Yesterday night, you were literally saying, guy, she was leng.
Why is Simone lying?
Do you know how hot hell is? I don't think you want to go there.
Simone, why are you lying? I don't know, I can never lie. I don't know any of this.
So, guys, it's so crazy, man. Find your Santa Claus shirts first before you chat to me.
After giving it to a 30-year-old, my status law is in Nigeria.
Moving on. So you want to be your house girl as well. Look at that. Incest. Bro, so many things.
Moving on.
Brian, you're stupid as well.
See, you guys, everything we just said is a joke. Please don't take anything seriously.
Yes, joke. Hashtag joke.
Now, the things I said about Brian and Pelumi, they're not joking. Take me seriously.
Okay, moving on.
Like, genuinely, not even a thing of saying, I actually fear men. Like, genuinely.
Men are so scary.
I fear women.
And men are like,
I fear women. Simone, Brian, do you know the women I fear the most? The nice ones.
I don't fear nice girls. I fear friendly girls. Girls that are friendly.
Friendly girls are the ones to not fear, honestly. Let me tell you. Friendly girls, they're the ones who genuinely have platonic friends. All these ones that you think they're not friendly, is a lie.
You're giving Brian flashbacks right now.
No, Brian, I'm not mocking.
I'm not having that. Three of your niggas she moved.
Brian knows I'm not even mocking.
What's this one guy? Says she's only friendly P. I'm not having that, Brian.
Brian, you suffer though.
Simone, your instigation is not even working with Simone, yourself.
So why, Brian, why are you pressed?
Be careful what you say. Did I reference you?
You guys say things you don't want to say.
Wait, oh my god, guys, I have a question. Do you guys ever like trip over girls?
Like all of us over a girl.
Say that again?
Like all of us over one girl.
No. Like individually.
Wait, what do you mean the show trip over a girl?
Like you just be like, damn, like this girl really did this, like it affects you.
Can you answer the question? Quite all of a sudden.
Can I go first?
Yeah, go.
Okay, so before, nothing girls really used to pay me. Like before, if a girl did something, I'll just air her or go start, like just not talk to her again.
So that means you didn't like her?
No, I did, but I just used to be so nonchalant before, so it didn't used to disturb me.
That's me right now.
I said that I liked them, but I wasn't really vulnerable with them. So like nothing I could really do.
Like right now, I'll go next after you.
The thing is that recently I've been with girls I've known for a time, so I've actually been vulnerable with them without even knowing it. So things they do have affected me. Like, a girl would do something, I'm like, why is he doing me like this? This is so unusual this year. Like, that's what's happening.
Do you go and tell your boys, like, oh my God, she just did this?
When it gets too much, I can test it for some time. Then when it gets too much, I just have to talk to my guys about, like, whether, like,
it's. Oh, that's so cute. I just have to sometime. Stop,
hey?
That's so cute.
I beg. Please show the phone for basically, I was with this babe for. I was in with her. But like there was something, an entanglement for like 2 years.
Sha,
Sure. Brown, see what you guys did about this. I'm trying my best. Sure, let me just say it now. So basically, yeah, it's a day where a guy was with this babe's phone. And then the guy now said, yanning like different guys, oh, free my babe, free my babe. And when I saw it, hey, Jesus is Lord. My heart started doing things I didn't know it could do. My heart is as if they were drumming in my heart. And I was like, wow. See, people can affect me like this. And when that peer up from there, yeah. See, because before that, like, I didn't care. Like, I'll just do piece of the babe onto the next, do piece of the babe onto the next, do piece of the babe onto the next. But when I met that babe, I've been the same since then. So
I think mine was we stopped talking. And it wasn't really anything too deep. But then, just suddenly, I'll see her story. My heart rate will just increase. I'm like, what's going on here? I'll see her name. My heart rate will just increase. And that's how I just started going into pop music. I started listening to... I was just like, what the fuck is this? And I told one of my female friends about it. And I'm like, you, Brian, what's going on with you? Like, it was just so shocking. It just comes out of nowhere. Yeah, it's crazy. But yes, guys,
Brian, you know it's bad when you're fighting your guys over that babe.
Yeah?
That is when you know it's bad. For me, fighting
with guys over babe, man, I don't fight.
I had an altercation with somebody, not both of you, because of her. Funny enough, yeah, I don't even know anymore. Like, I don't talk to the baby again.
Why can't I laugh? Life,
I was just asking if you were laughing.
I'm laughing, yes.
This life, man. This life. Number one best friend. Number one on your snap now. Nowhere to be found. Even on your recents.
Bro, guy, that thing always used to pay me. Like, how can
no
we
way to be on your recents.
No,
nowhere to be found on your recents anymore.
Literally, like, God. This life, no balance at all.
you know, I'm suffering from now. Where, like, you know how it's going to end already.
Like, yeah,
what you're saying now, nonsense. You know it's going to end with you people not talking again. Just ask you each other's story once in a while. That's it. How it's going to end. You'll be someone that they used to know.
Yeah.
Actually, and they'll be someone you, like, that's how it's going to end. And it's, can we also talk about this?
Simon. You are going to agree with me about this P. What, Jonathan? I'm going to ask you something. Why do girls do this P? Yeah? Like, when they end P's with a guy, they don't claim them again. Like, when they now start asking them, oh, is that with this guy? I don't know. This never happened. But you know in your mind that all of this happened.
But then it depends. Like, you depends know, because it might have been with a guy that, like, is not really rated. Or, look, he's
rated. Is rated? Do you think like that's inside this generation?
No, I mean, like let's say it's someone who, like, you didn't really raise, but then just because of, like, the way you guys were talking, you now, like...
I feel circumstances.
Circumstances, okay.
Yeah, condition. So then, like, when it's, like, back to reality, you're like, what the fuck? Like, I actually can't claim that I used to talk to this person. So sometimes you just have to deny it. Me personally, Sha.
Misha, Lodi, God help you, guys.
Misha, God help I've never you, spoken to a guy before, so... Really.
That means my brother is lying.
No, but okay, chill. Like, hear me out. Like, I don't want to say I'm lying, but then I don't really know what counts as a talking stage. So I don't even know if, like,
I don't know what's the counter. I don't know what's a talking stage.
So I actually, like, let's say someone asked me if I spoke to this person. Like, we may have, like, had a point in time where you used to text a lot FaceTime, but to me, it doesn't really count as talking. Do you get? So I don't know.
Wait, can we actually talk about this? People have, like, failed talking stages.
Like, what counts as a
failed talking stage? Is that we just
talked
like.
Like when
something potential collapses, like before it even starts, it has already ended. That's true to this stage.
But then how do I know that he could have gotten somewhere?
You know your husband now that okay, this is probably a babe I could go on to like date, but
okay, so what if right now I see Brian now and I'm like, ah, this guy can date him.
I should know reality. Moving on.
And then I'm like, I can date this guy. Is that one now talking stage?
No, nah. Oh my days. Like, you guys are yarning. Like, you guys are talking as friends. And they're going to start
not dating. Friends.
You guys don't start.
Okay, so like, let's say you guys are like FaceTiming every day,
mm-hmm.
and like, I don't know, sex, but like, you guys are FaceTiming every day. You guys are talking a lot, like.
You know when it's different. You know when you're talking to someone when it's just platonic, like you just know this guy's a friend. Let me explain where you let you understand. But you know when you're talking, when you start talking to a guy because you're like, oh, this guy, I find this guy really attractive. Like you know when you're talking to him because you don't want him to be like just a friend.
Yeah.
I think like when you're talking to him like the intent, like, oh, I'm talking to this guy because I want to just run peace with this guy. I'm talking to this guy to get with him. But then when you don't get to like that stage of, oh, I didn't even link him, or I didn't even go out with him, then you can say it's a failed talking stage.
Okay, so what if it were like you guys were talking and you guys are linking too?
And it's not a failed talking stage. You passed talking stage a long time ago.
That means you found something about to do like again.
That one's like a thing or situationship.
Okay, I guess. So talking stage is like before a thing.
Yes.
So it's seeming like I've been in dozens. Is it that?
My goodness.
No, I'm playing.
So that means
I've, but then I don't know, because I want to say I've been in one talking stage, but I don't know. Like we I don't even know what that one was, to be honest.
I feel Jonadi.
It was for like a span of 1 week.
What?
No, like chill. So let me tell you the story. So like, I started talking to guy on a Sunday, and then I met up with him on Friday.
Can't lie, Joladi. This story is giving me flashbacks of the setting. And just don't worry. Let's just flash this story.
Why are you giving me flashbacks?
You understand. Sivan Apelimu will understand.
How many situations? Wait, Brian.
Man, I don't understand. Wait. Huh? You met on a Sunday and
no,
you
met up on Friday. I mean the storytelling is giving me flashbacks of a certain episode.
Nah, wow.
Storytelling episode. Pelim is just stupid, don't worry about it. Sivan.
It seems like you're the only one who understands what you're saying.
Sivan, I can't be the only one that doesn't understand.
I understand what he's saying.
Exactly.
Hey.
Yes, so before this break, Jordy was claiming to ghost me. So we have to take a break to address such issues. Anyway, it's fine. Tell me, ask the question.
So basically, I think we're this generation where it is fine for girls to kind of have like a type. And like choose what they don't want. And like, oh, for example, a girl can be like, oh, I don't want the guy to be broke. I don't want the guy to be fat. But when the guy sees it, it's wahala. Please.
No, but then I feel like it just depends on what the preference is. Like, if it's like a crazy preference, like, what is even like. What
guys, the thing is that guys don't have crazy preferences, though.
No, not all guys. Like, some guys have crazy preferences. So. Me personally, I've never really encountered one, but then
I think it's how it's perceived. Like, girls perceive their preferences as like it's not rude to say that to like about a guy, but they don't know that we perceive it as it's being rude. Like, maybe, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Some girls make some preferences that we guys can't make about girls because they feel it's rude to talk that way about a girl. Like, but we also pay attention to that kind of thing. Like, it also affects us. But you know, a guy can't say it affects them because they're like, oh, they're being sensitive. Like, it's not. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Like, if a guy calls a big fat, voila,
yeah, that's so true. But if a girl calls a guy fat, they probably won't deep it.
They won't deep it. Man, this life is never balanced.
This life no balance, and that's at just life.
When there are people like Jolady in this life, how will it be balanced?
Look up.
Me personally, I don't body shame, so.
I'm sure if we go through IG comments, we'll see Jolady lying in some of these comments.
Well, why do girls lie to each other?
That's the last thing. Me personally, when it comes to compliments, like, it's a very big thing for me. Like, I don't compliment people when it's not needed.
Okay, wait. You guys, Sivan, are you here?
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I have one final thing and we end it. Have you guys noticed this? That, like, this is a normal girls to girls, like girls recently now. Girls don't see how they are the problem anymore.
Hey.
Definitely. Yes.
No, not all girls, but some girls, like, you notice, like, because, like, a lot of girls are like, oh, he fumbled me, or it's like, I don't know how you, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't see how they could have messed up, and they don't act, I don't, they don't acknowledge when they are wrong anymore.
And
it's like, I feel like it's because of your friends. I feel like you need some girls, they hype up that, like, hyping up your friends is good, though. Like, when, like, if you lose a babe, you can be like, oh, the babe fumbled you, a catch, I get that. But you should also be honest with your friends about where they messed up to. Like, don't make it... Because some girls feel like they can never do anything wrong. You have to handle them.
And then another thing is that I think this Generation Y are just made it seem as if whenever something ends, it's always the guy's fault. And I think girls are trying to... putting that thing in their head that, oh, whenever something ends, it's always the guy's fault.
And so, like, I'm sorry, it's all of those girls always like, that was feeling you, but you were feeling me.
You were feeling me.
Let's
not talk about that.
Is that Pelumi?
Let's move on.
Any girl that don't super me, be listening. Be listening.
So what do you have to say?
No.
Because that is crazy. That is a crazy statement.
Geez, bro. I don't condone such activities that will stay my wife.
For real. I'm so happy. Like, no guy can talk about me like this the way you guys are talking about this.
For real. You know. I think we should host the praise and worship session.
We should.
I think people's whites. They don't stay, man. I think people's whites. They call me Picasso.
I think for dates now, we should normalize going to church as a date.
No, oh my God, no. Genuinely, like, I know you're cool, but, like, we actually should.
I'm not joking. I'm being serious.
Because...
Yeah, that would be nice, though.
You know, Jolade, let's go to church sometime. Let's
pray. We should. Like, that's such
Did he just indirectly ask Jolade out on a date, Brian?
I asked us to praise the Lord with me.
No, Brian. You said before you should normalize.
Okay, do you know why I asked Jolade?
Why, please? Because
I want to bring a piece of heaven to a heavenly peace. Please.
Please, you guys, thank you for tuning in for this episode. It's been a nice episode. It's been a very nice episode. Thank you so much, Jolade, for coming. Sivon, thank you. Brian, I don't thank you. We have to do this. Yeah, thank you, guys. Bye-bye. Any last words from everybody?
I would also like to thank Tolu for coming on this.
Yeah, Tolu. Oh. Tolu, I'm sorry. Tolu, I'm very, very sorry.
Justice for Tolu and for real.
Okay, don't worry. Those are fuck you.
Someone fuck you. And
yeah, by winding this like
next thing, YouTube videos next. So we don't know when though, but that'll be the next thing we drop. So thank you guys. Bye bye.
Bye-bye. We don't cast, last, now everybody go to breakfast. Shayo. Shayo.
You go bow for the result, though. Nothing to discuss.